We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As world leaders gather in Paris for the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit, the global conversation on AI is taking a dramatic turn. With China's DeepSeek app disrupting the AI landscape and poised to challenge the US's long-standing dominance, Europe is now eyeing a strategic role in the evolving AI race. As countries debate the future of this technology, what will be the impact on global power dynamics? Well, I'm joined by Jack Power, Europe correspondent of the Irish Times. Jack, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
First of all, it's a big deal. It's a world summit, and J.D. Vance is supposed to be there.
Yeah, it'll be J.D. Vance's first, you know, major international engagement since taking office as the U.S. vice president. And I mean, it comes at a time, and it's a topic that is right in the middle of the points of tension between Europe and the U.S. at the moment, in terms of their, and particularly the Trump administration's push to, you know, ease any regulations or guardrails on the big tech firms, the online sphere, which is coming into, you know, a significant degree of tension with the EU's approach, which has been to try and regulate, try and put some manners on the online world, and particularly in AI as well. So that'll really be the backdrop, I think, to a lot of the engagements between the US and European leaders. And then you also have the kind of dramatic entry of the Chinese-backed software DeepSeek, which, you know, claims it can do what, or do close to what, the current leaders in the field, like OpenAI, can do at a fraction of the cost. And that's really, I suppose, shaken up the AI field and sector and industry, and kind of challenged a lot of the underpinning assumptions, you know, that would have been there to date with, for example, venture capitalists funding, you know, a lot of US-based startups. And, you know, the argument from them would have been, in terms of the AI startup side, that they need, you know, billions of euros and dollars in funding and huge amounts of data and energy to basically kind of fuel this technology. So the Chinese example shows that that mightn't be the case, and very much that, you know, everything is a little bit still to play for, which Emmanuel Macron will be making the argument that means, you know, Europe isn't out of the race.
Yeah, but the point being that the Chinese have demonstrated it can be done far more cheaply than the billions that are being invested by the United States companies. And investors, even in the United States, are saying, why should we invest in this technology, paying these big tech companies billions, when the Chinese can do it rather more cheaply? So are we barking up the wrong tree?
We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.
Here.
Yeah, and I think that's what, well, there's one argument that Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, one of the big US beasts, is probably going to try and make, and he'll probably at the summit try pitch for a kind of a democracy versus autocracy line and angle, and saying, well, you know, we don't want to become dependent on the Chinese industry and tech startups, because obviously there's kind of political considerations and issues around you know, freedom of expression and speech, and how much of that is kind of baked into the Chinese-backed technologies. Yeah. So that's.
I mean, I'm not sure that Sam Altman, who's there, I suppose, is you know, part of the Trump delegation, if you like, should ever be saying that the United States wants to shy away from Chinese autocracy when they're building an autocracy in the United States with Trump at the helm. I notice Elon Musk is not on the guest list.
Yeah, there's still there was some talk that he might be attending, but that's he hasn't confirmed that, and so at the moment it looks like he isn't. But I suppose you never know with someone like Elon Musk in terms of what he decides to do at the last minute. And I suppose the EU is really pitching itself as the potential leader for trustworthy AI is kind of the argument they'll be making. You know, there was a EU legislation brought in last year called the AI Act, which was basically an attempt to try and start to regulate the new technology, prohibiting things like CCTV being scraped to create identity databases, prohibiting things like social scoring, and basically, you know, the algorithm has been able to be discriminatory effectively. So that's the EU's approach. It's been to try and regulate as much as possible the potential harms of AI. But, you know, in terms of EU companies that are leading the way on it, they're still far behind the US startups in this space.
All right. We will await with interest to see what Micheál Martin is going to contribute to all of this, because we're not exactly a force in AI. We're even putting the brake on data centres, as you know, and data centres are a big part of the development of AI. Do we know anything at all about Micheál Martin's potential contribution?
Yeah, the main meeting of all the heads of state and leaders will be tomorrow. So Micheál Martin is travelling down today. I presume he'll have some maybe meetings on the sidelines, and then there'll effectively be a kind of debate nearly with the EU leaders and tech executives tomorrow. In terms of where Ireland stands on this, you know, you'd imagine we'll probably find ourselves, as we do in the conversations around digital regulation, kind of siding in a more friendly position to, you know, the big tech beasts like Facebook and Twitter, etc., that obviously have a huge base in Dublin. So you'd imagine that's where we'd come down, more on the arm of, you know, the industry side rather than
self-interest is what you're struggling to find. That's the word, self-interest. All right, Jack, thank you very much for joining us. Jack Power is Europe correspondent with the Irish Times. Now, coming up later on News Talk,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.